That's the Rolling Stones here at 90.9 FM. Johnny G along with you. I don't know if you got a chance to watch the Emmys over the weekend. Everybody thought that Harrison Ford was going to win for Shrinking, but instead it was an upset. Actor by the name of Jeff Hiller won it for Somebody Somewhere. That's a show that's on, what is it, Cinemax or Max or HBO Max, whatever. And then the other surprise was Owen Cooper, 15 years old, the youngest male actor to ever win an Emmy. So congratulations out to them. I am Johnny G saying so long for now. Lucas is up next. Have yourselves a great week, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Hey, this is Josh from Sad Night Dynamite, and you're listening to WONY in Oneonta, New York.
A 100 years ago, there were 100,000 tigers in the wild. Today, there are as few as 3,200. The Earth's wild animals can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, September 15th, join the Activities Council for Club Feud, happening from 9 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, head down to the Red Dragon Theater for some Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Student Fashion Society for their first general body meeting, happening from 7 to 8:15 p.m. in IRC 1. Also happening on Wednesday is another round of Club Feud. Head on down to the ballroom from 9 to 10:30 p.m. On Thursday, join the Office of Equity and Inclusion for a film screening of American Agitators, happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Friday, be sure to join Activities Council for their general body meeting, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stock Room. On Friday, join Faculty Opportunities for a Friday social hour at the Muddy River, happening from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. for faculty at the Muddy River Tap Room in Oneonta. On Saturday, join the Activities Council for their show of Saturday Soundscape, Selena, the Last Concert, live from the Astrodome, happening from 8 to 9 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, and be sure to keep it locked.
Lucas's Lit Tunes.
What's good, WONY fam? How are we doing today? Hoping we're having a good Tuesday. It's time for Lucas's Lit Tunes. We're back for another week, another show. I've got some trainees coming in later, so I'm super excited. And today I have got some really great music planned for you guys. So, yeah, let's just get right into it. So if anyone saw my Instagram story, you saw that today we're going to be going through some eras, specifically the 80s, the 90s, and the early 2000s. I don't really have it in order. I kind of just have it all over the place, honestly. Johnny G finishing it out with his show Jukebox Journey. Always a classic. We love having our alumni come in and just do a great job with their shows. And we really love having the community because it's good to get some music, you know, that's not exclusively from students. You know what I mean? Like, and, you know, being the program director, I get to communicate with them. And we had Johnny G. He was here last year, and he came back this year. I sent him a little email being like, hey, if you want to come back, feel free. And he did. So I'm very excited that he came back. All right. So today we've got 80s, 90s, early 2000s. So I hope you guys are ready. I know some people kind of don't like the 80s. Some people do, some people don't. I honestly, all music from this era is honestly just so fun for me. I just love listening to it. I love being able to kind of like dance to it. A lot of it's very dancey. And I'm just like obsessed. So we're just going to get straight into it. So first off, I've got anyways, anyone get the Big Brother reference? If you watch Big Brother, that's like one of my favorite shows. We got a double eviction this week. Super excited. But first, for my show, I wanted to start off with a brand new track from our new ads, thanks to our music director, Logan Breen. He has given us all the new music to keep playing on our shows. So we're going to start off with this song called Foolish Pleasure by The Knox and Dragonette. Make sure you guys keep it locked. Foolish Pleasure, brand new song from our new ads. You guys can always tune in and listen to our new songs. We will be playing new songs throughout all the DJ shows and when we're not on air as well. So if you guys want to hear, make sure you guys tune in and take a listen. We got new songs every week thanks to our music director, Logan Breen. All right. Now let's get into this 80s, 90s kind of vibe. It's time. All right. It's so time. All right, so I'm going to be playing you guys my favorites from these eras. They're not in any particular order. They're kind of all over the place. Because honestly, I feel like I didn't feel the need to have to organize them. So starting off with this is one of my favorites by Simple Minds. This is Don't You Forget About Me.
Forget about me. Don't
That's the Go-Go's with Vacation, and we had Hold the Line, Toto, You Spin Me Around Like a Record, Dead or Alive, I Ran So Far Away, A Flock of Seagulls, and Don't You Forget About Me, Simple Minds, very good, very fun songs, and that's the vibe. I think it's time, though, that we slow it down a little bit, so we're going to kind of... Like, those were very energetic, high-energy, dancey songs, but I think now it's time that we slow it down. So, here's the next five songs of slow and calming, but also, like, low-key bangers. And, yeah, so here is Heroes by David Bowie.
We'll be right back. just making the most of the dark. Two by two, their bodies become one. I see you through the smoky air. Can't you feel the weight of my stare? You're so close.
I don't wanna have
Wrapping up the slow section of the show with Whitney Houston, I Have Nothing. Absolutely such a classic. And then we also have Slipping Through My Fingers, ABBA, Crazy For You, Madonna, Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper, and of course Heroes by David Bowie. Such good songs, such good classics, and I am just absolutely, I don't know what it is, but something with like slow 80s, 90s, that kind of vibe, it's literally like one of my favorite genres, just like that like slow synthy, like electronic, but like also like still kind of like old vintagey vibe. I don't know how to explain it. It's just so good, and like I love it so much. All right, we're going to keep moving on. So we have, let's talk about Stranger Things for a second. So, now I'm sure you can guess what song I'm going to play next by just saying that, but Stranger Things, comes out in November, I think Thanksgiving, and then the second volume's Christmas, and then the finale, I believe, is coming out on New Year's. So it's coming up soon. It's coming up fast. So now would be a good time for you guys to rewatch it and remind yourselves what happened, in the last season, or just rewatch all the seasons because it's so good. I honestly might do that, but I don't know if I'm gonna have enough time. Those episodes are really long, but anyways, I also just love the soundtrack too, and just like the overall vibe, like anything, like even like a movie that's kind of like got that, like the group of kids that are like the outcasts, but they somehow get themselves into like deep trouble. I would say like It, or if anyone's seen The Goonies, like those are like such good movies that remind me of Stranger Things, and I'm sure there was some inspiration taken from there, but like, I mean, come on, like that, it's so good. But I think Stranger Things definitely takes the cake for that. And one of the songs that I feel like was the song of the summer 2022 when the Stranger Things season 4 came out was Running Up That Hill, A Deal With God. And now that I say that, like, I just remember that summer was literally, like, peak. It was literally peak. Like, it was, well, for me, it was the summer where I first started working. And then also, like, just, I just kept hearing this song over and over again. And, like, it's just so good. And now it gives me that nostalgic vibe every time I listen to it. And so we're going to bring the energy up a little bit, kind of gradually starting with Running Up That Hill, Deal With God. So make sure you guys keep it locked, and I will be back in just a little bit. So stay tuned.